Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 27, 1806. Violence on the Marias. Yesterday, Lewis wrote about meeting a small group of Indians, camping with them, and talking with them around the campfire. In his discussions with the Indians, he learned that there was another large band of Indians hunting buffalo near the Broken Mountains, who were on their way to the Marias River, where they would probably spend a few days. The situation gets worse today.
This morning at daylight, the Indians got up and crowded around the fire. Joseph Fields, who was on post, had carelessly laid his gun down behind him near where his brother was sleeping. One of the Indians, the fellow I had given the medal last evening, slipped behind him and took his gun and that of his brothers, unperceived by him. At the same instant, two others advanced and seized the guns of Drewyer and myself. Joseph Fields, seeing this, turned about to look for his gun and saw the fellow just running off with her and his brothers. He called to his brother, who instantly jumped up and pursued the Indian with him, whom they overtook at the distance of 30 or 60 paces from the camp, seized their guns, and wrested them from him. Reuben Fields, as he seized his gun, stabbed the Indian to the heart with his knife. The fellow ran about 15 steps and fell dead. Drewyer, who was awake, saw the Indian take hold of his gun, instantly jumped up and seized her and wrested her from him. But the Indian still retained his pouch. Jumping up and crying, "Damn you, let go my gun," awakened me. I jumped up and asked what was the matter, which I quickly learned when I saw Drewyer in a scuffle with an Indian for his gun. I reached to seize my gun, but found her gone. I then drew my pistol from my holster, and turning myself about, saw the Indian making off with my gun. I ran after him with my pistol and bid him lay down my gun, which he was in the act of doing, when the Fields returned and drew up their guns to shoot him, which I forbid, as he did not appear to be about making any resistance or commit any offensive act. He dropped the gun and walked slowly off. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 27, 1806.
Lewis hollered to the men and told them to fire on the Indians if they attempted to drive off the horses. The men accordingly pursued the main party of Indians who were, in fact, driving the horses up the river. Lewis pursued the man who had taken his gun, who, with another man, was driving off another group of horses. Lewis pursued them very closely. He called to them, as he had done several times before, that he would shoot them if they did not stop. One of them jumped behind a rock and spoke to the other, who turned around and stopped at a distance of 30 steps from Lewis. Lewis shot him through the belly. The Indian fell to his knees, but raised up a little and fired at Lewis. The bullet went right over Lewis's head, and he wrote that being bareheaded, he felt the wind of the bullet very distinctly. Lewis and the party went back to camp with enough horses to continue the journey down the Marias. They hastened to the entrance of the Missouri as quickly as possible, as Lewis had no doubt the Indians would come after them with the larger party. Tomorrow, down the Marias toward the Missouri.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.